Hi, I'm Michelle Lacadieu for Dance Sense Council, and today we're going to be talking about habits. Now, you may be wondering what habits have to do with mental health and wellness. Well, so were a group of researchers in the UK, so much so that they spent 9 years following almost 300,000 people to find the answers, which were published in Nature just a couple months ago. Their conclusions? They found a significant causal link between lifestyle and depression, even amongst people who are genetically predisposed to it. Researchers found that there are 7 healthy habits you can create to support your mental health. And here's the surprising thing, not just support your mental health a little bit, like a lot. This study found that people who maintained at least 5 of the 7 habits had a 57% lower risk of depression. That's right, they lowered their risk of depression by more than half. Want to know what these magic habits are? I'll let you know ahead of time. You probably have already heard of a few of them. Number 1, get good sleep. Number 2, exercise. Number 3, eat good food. Number 4, connect with community. Number 5 and 6, limit alcohol and don't smoke. And number 7, limit your sedentary activity. Okay, we already know all of this, but how do we get our dancers to create these habits that will literally make them happier? Here are a few tips. First, try creating a sleep board. While dance teachers can't be at home with our dancers, encouraging them to get enough rest, we can talk about how important it is when we're in the studio. So consider creating a board to put up on the wall and have each dancer give themselves a star for each night that they get 8 hours or more of sleep. And then at the end of the month, you can award a sleep ninja with maybe a comfy pair of pajamas or a scented eye mask. Next, set aside time for meal breaks. Last month, we had registered dietitian Kristen Koskinen as our special guest at Council, and she talked about the importance of setting aside at least 30 minutes for dancers to sit down and allow their food to digest. You can pair this 30 minutes with some community building games or a question of the day to even knock out 2 of these healthy habits at once. Finally, talk about the importance of these healthy habits when you're in class. Not just in relation to mental health and wellness, but also in relation to dancers wanting to improve their dancing. Teacher, how do I get to learn choreography faster? Answer, get more sleep. Or how do I improve my flexibility? Well, stretch, but also eat healthy foods and hydrate. The more you bring this into the classroom, the more likely dancers are to remember to create these healthy habits at home. According to habits guru James Clear, building healthy habits takes time, and the amount of time depends on the environment of the person. The more supportive the environment, the quicker dancers are able to create healthier habits, and the healthier and happier they will be. Thank you for joining us for Dance Sense Council, and we'll see you next week for more tips on dancer mental wellness.